بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. In this ayat, very beautiful ayat, like every ayat of the Quran Sharif, in the first part Allah Ta'ala explained about the Kaaba Sharif, certain aspects, and then Allah Ta'ala said that you make the place of Maqam Ibrahim your place of making namaz. Maqam Ibrahim, we had discussed it a bit briefly yesterday. Furthermore, Maqam Ibrahim is that very stone also, when Allah Ta'ala had ordered Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, and give adhan, call to the people towards Hajj to come and visit this great and noble house, this holy house of the Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood on that Maqam Ibrahim there in the forlorn deserts of Arabia, and he gave this call and this adhan on account of his sincerity, on account of his sacrifice of building the Kaaba Sharif. And he said, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and his great sincerity, there far away, how many years, about 6,000 years or more ago, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made that call, and Allah Ta'ala conveyed it without any loudspeakers, without any live streaming, without anything. Allah conveyed it to the whole world. The existing world of that time, they all heard it. And not only them, but the people who were in Alam-e-Arwah, the people whose souls were still in the other realm, who had not come in this world, also all heard that call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And as many times whoever said labbaik, so many times he will go for Hajj, he will go for Umrah, he will be present there. How many times a person said it? So from here there are great lessons for us to learn, that in order to convey the message of deen, we have to do it and propagate deen according to what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do. And we must not use any impermissible methods of promoting and teaching deen. Like for example, the TV, YouTube, all these things are not permissible, and deen will never be promoted by those things, by online teaching, etc. What is permissible, like that was the call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam verbally, and Allah has recorded it in the Quran Sharif, and it is in a kitab form, in a book form in front of us. All that also will promote deen. Whatever is within the limits of Sharia, but what is out of the limits of Sharia, especially with the TV, with the YouTube, and with people's photos, it can be whichever ulama who appear on there. And very sadly today, good bayans also come, but in the background music is playing. With all that, deen will never be promoted. The things opposite to deen will be the picture of deen, that it will appear, all will be very happy, so much effort of deen is being made. YouTube is full with so many bayans, and so many great ulama's bayans are on there. And also on TV, ulama appearing, so that is a picture, the picture of deen. We will be also just having the picture of deen. We will be happy, I got deen. But the reality of deen will not be there. Reality of deen comes with sincerity. We see our ulama in our context, in the subcontinent India and Pakistan, there are those ulama who taught in their Darul Ulooms, and perhaps some of them forget out of the country, they did not even go out of the provinces, but their teachings have reached the four corners of the world. We see Darul Uloom, Deoband, and that time, about 150 or so more years ago, they put the foundation, and today Darul Uloom is not only in Deoband, but Darul Uloom, Deoband is in the whole world. And not only the ulama of Darul Uloom, Deoband, but the Darul Ulooms of Deoband are spread out in the whole world. So it is on the sincerity, and we learn from here that how Allah Ta'ala had commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give that adhan when none of us were even alive at that time. Our souls were in alam-e arwah. But how many times we said labbaik, Allah gave us the opportunity and will keep on giving the opportunity no matter what restrictions are put. How many times a person said labbaik, he will be present there. He will be at the house of Allah Ta'ala. So we from here we must learn this lesson and spread deen according to the teachings of deen. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi said that deen will never spread with TV and with all the wrong methods of spreading deen. Deen will only spread in the correct way. And the real fuel and the real substance by which deen spreads is qurbani, sacrifice. And it is sincerity, doing it only for Allah Ta'ala. But to dress up and to come in a smart form on YouTube and to make all actions there, with that no deen will ever spread. The opposite of deen will spread. So whether it is online teaching, whether it is YouTube, whether it is TV, all the methods which are not correct, even if we use technology of today, but within the limits of Sharia, even the printing of kitabs is also technology of today, but it is within the limits of Sharia. Recordings of bayans, which are not video, which are audio, that is also all within the limits of Sharia. But the greatest will be that which a person does sincerely. And the more sincerity there is, even if there is no recording of it or anything, Allah is the one who will convey it. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, give adhan and tell the people to come for hajj. He said, O Allah, who will listen to me? Yeah, in this desert, my little voice, without any loudspeaker, without any live streaming or anything, where will my voice reach? Allah said, O Ibrahim, your work is to make the call. My work is to convey it to everyone. So our work is to do what we have to do according to Sharia. And Allah Ta'ala, according to our sincerity, our passion and love of deen, Allah will convey the message, and Allah will convey it not only in around that person who does it sincerely, not only in his present time, but even in later times. Till today we see the works of our akabir, great, great people. Imam Bukhari's Bukhari Sharif is alive in the whole world. And he did not use any of these modern techniques or anything. His kitab is recorded. All the teachings of our great imams. And we find also the teachings of our great buzurgs also. How they in their little places, in small, small villages, in a small little madrasa, in a small little masjid, with a few students, but their teachings, Allah spread it in the world. And the world is amazed and taken aback by them. And the people are astonished by what great feats they had achieved. So all this is with sacrifice, with sincerity, and with all the sifat of qabiliyat and the sifat of qabuliyat, all the qualities by which Allah accepts our actions, those are the things that we have to make effort. We have to make our own tazkiyah, purify ourselves, that we do everything for the pleasure of Allah, not for name and fame, for no worldly gain. And then Allah Ta'ala from His side will just make us the excuse, but it is the work of Allah that He will promote His deen, propagate His deen in the whole world. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen also, and may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal correctly on our deen as well.